Hello, and thanks for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. This week's program takes us to sub-Saharan Africa, where millions of people lack decent and affordable housing. Deforestation has led to a scarcity of timber for the construction of roofs, meaning families must buy expensive imported timber and sheet metal. The Earth Roofs in the Sahel program recognized this problem and reintroduced a technique known as Nubian Vault. This traditional low-carbon building technique uses only renewable and locally available materials. The project supports the training of local builders, creating sustainable and autonomous Nubian Vault market. To tell us more, we're lucky to be joined by the project's Director of Development, Cecilia Rinaudo, who's traveled to Germany for the Bonn Climate Change Conference. Cecilia joins us here in the studio. Hello, Cecilia, and welcome to Bonn.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Can you tell our listeners what motivated the establishment of the Earth Roofs in the Sahel program? Where did this whole idea come from?
The housing issue was the starting point of the establishment of our program, because there is no other program in Africa that tackled this issue. So in 1998, we were interested on how to build a Nubian vault houses without using timber formwork for the roof. So the founders decided to make trials to know how to build these Nubian vault houses. And as they succeeded, they discovered what they've done. Not a simple experiment, but the housing technical solution for reversing the vicious circle in which millions of families are trapped in Africa.
It's improving people's lives and their lifestyles. How is it also addressing climate change? Can you speak a little bit about how it reduces emissions and builds resilience to climate change in these communities in sub-Saharan Africa?
Mm-hmm. The Nubian Vault uses only locally available raw materials made of sun-dried earth bricks, and it has a very low carbon footprint. As no wood or no straw are required to build this technique, the project contributes to alleviate the high pressure on standing trees. It also preserves natural resources. And as none of the building needs to be manufactured and transported on long distance, it also saved a lot of CO2 and makes the Nubian Vault an efficient tool in response to the climate change issues. Moreover, the Nubian Vault building provides an excellent thermal insulation, making houses cold during the day and hot during the night. It saves energy and it reduces the need for fan or air conditioning.
It's great that a traditional technique is actually such a future forward-looking thing, and that's helping to address climate change. For you personally, what has been the best moment about working on this activity?
During the shooting of the movie that we are making for the COP21, we went to different villages and different cities to ask people what do they think about this technique and how it has changed their life. And their response were overwhelming. They told us how much they love their house, how much they are proud of being a Nubian Vault Masons, and how important it is for their children, for their future, and for the environment. And this is a kind of thing that reminds us how important the work we are doing is and how much we are changing lives.
And if there was one key message you really want to drive home, what would that message be?
The construction sector is one of the largest contributors to the global warming. So no more building, no more construction must be built without taking into consideration the impact of the technique used in terms of environment, climate change, and local economy.
Thank you so much, Cecilia. It was great to hear from you and speak to you in person here in Bonn.
Thank you very much.
I'm your host, Sarah Marshalden. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change with the number 4.org.